How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome to a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews in the studio. I was just telling Sats off air when I went to bed last night. There was an Anchorman movie on one of the TV stations. Jeez, it's funny. And my wife's going, "You're so immature." I go, "But this is funny. It's where he jumps into the bear enclosure at the end of the movie and comes back to broadcasting."
That's semi-pro. Is that semi? Oh, no.
No, that's
yeah.
Anchorman.
Yeah, gotcha.
And he and the other anchor woman end up hooking back
Christine
up
Christine Applegate.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, geez, it was funny. Just the lines. They were stupid. They were just stupid. Some of his arms ripped off, you know, standing at the top of the bear enclosure. And then my misso laughed and I said, "I thought this was immature for you."
Do you know we're on air, hey?
Are we on? Hello? Welcome to it. Welcome to a Sports Day, Wednesday night edition, 7 more sleeps till State of Origin. Can I just ask you, how excited
Six
are you?
For some.
How excited are you?
I'm really excited, as everyone is around this time. And I love it that we spoke about it last night with Rad. I love it that Jerome Luai said to Selwyn Cobbo, "What are you going to do about it if you call me a grub?" And I know that a lot of the game is protected now by the new rules, and I get that. But I still love it because I think at some stage Jerome Luai will move into the middle of the field, maybe at dummy half, and then he's open to all the extremities. But I just love it. I love this time of year where I like the Queensland, New South Wales media turn on each other, the fans and friends turn on each other.
Are you saying the media are being negative?
What? We are the media.
We're not, mate.
We are.
We're not. We're just two blokes talking about footy.
How's your back? We informed the listeners last night that
I heard it bricklaying.
Emptying out the kitty litter.
Mate, get it right. I was mixing the kitty litter. I've got these cats, right?
Yeah.
Who refuse to
obviously
poo.
Obviously, because you're putting kitty litter in.
Who refuse to poo
this
in
is for your kids.
One style of kitty litter. They've got to have two combined. It's gentle on their paws. Mm. So, I was mixing it and my back just went. It just completely folded.
Yeah, that's what happens when you own cats.
Well, nothing wrong with it, mate. Well, you sent me a cat video today, which you thought was very funny.
It was pretty
funny. Set to the Rocky theme, which was great. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SEN 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, 1620 on the Gold Coast. Our SEN track stations, hello to you. Those listening through SEN Fanatic and all those listeners through the SEN app, you can get involved anytime. We'd love you to be involved in the show tonight. 0457 736 736 is our text line, or 1300 01 1170. If you do send us a text, where are you texting from? What's your name? What are you doing? What are you up to tonight? How are you listening to us?
And what's your local rugby league team called?
A good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like the Grafton Ghosts.
Mine's the Runaway Bay Seagulls.
Okay.
And, of course, I was the coach of the famous under-6.
The Curry Curry Bulldogs.
Can I finish my story about coaching the under-6
Seagulls?
The Cessnock
Goannas.
Netball team.
Yep.
So the Seagulls there for a while had a netball team.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the inaugural under-6s coach. We never won a game. In fact, I think we scored one for the whole year. We used to lose games 2-0, 3-0.
The Parks Spaceman.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
But even more obscure ones, Sats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just – we hear about those ones all the time.
My favourite one of all time, the listeners know, is the Tabulum Turtle Divers.
Where are they?
Tabulum's just sort of over the Queensland border, on the New South Wales side of the border, inland a little bit.
And it's famous for turtles, I'm assuming.
Well, Tabulum, it's a largely Indigenous community.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Mm.
Awesome. And they've got a turtle colony, I'm assuming, because where does the turtle divers come from?
Well, I'm thinking that their ancestors used to
dive for turtles. Okay. Maybe someone can clarify that for us. 0457 736 736. Don't forget, we're on the socials too. TikTok, Sports Day SEN or SEN League. Instagram, SENQ. Twitter, Sports Day NSW. Full show podcast, Sports Day NSW, and all interviews at SEN League. So there is so much going on. Tonight's show, Blues legend, assistant coach, SEN breakfast host, Greg Brandy Alexander, also board member at the Panthers. Does this bloke ever sleep? How many jobs does he have?
I know. He's a busy man.
I have a chat to Brandy. He's inside Blues camp.
Great guy, Brandy. One of the great minds of rugby league, Brandy.
Simon Orchard, Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Am I hearing right? Fat Pizza might be racing tonight. So we'll get the latest on that as well.
Fat Pizza might have already ran.
Right, okay. Yep. And, of course, tonight a brand new segment, Sats. You've come up with this. I will give you this. This is going to be the best new segment on our show.
Things that make you go. NRL 360 will steal this.
Oh, they steal everything.
Yeah.
That they want.
So can you explain things that make you go, hmm?
Just, it's almost like...
What?
Yep. But with a fresh coat of paint.
Okay.
It's those things you go, what?
See, originally I thought about this because of rats' tinfoil hat theories.
What?
Well, the conspiracy theories. Oh. Things that make you go, hmm.
It's not only that, he's alien stuff that they live amongst us.
Mm.
You know, seriously, rat. Don't start me on rat.
Can I give you a things that make you go, hmm?
Yep.
Pablo Escobar bought his daughter a white horse and then attached a cone on the front of it to make it think that she had the only unicorn.
Hey, yeah, that's what rich people do.
Bondi,
right?
United Tarantulas. Is that Feed Income 666, number of the beast? Bondi United Tarantulas.
The mighty Camden Rams.
Yeah, the Warragamba Wombats. I used to live out Silverdale, Warragamba Way, 064.
Matt Rogers, laying bricks, is that what you call it? Please, you push too hard. What? Hmm. The mighty Scone Thoroughbred. The Tambourine Bush Rats. I was up a Tambourine on the weekend.
There you get that.
What?
Laying bricks, ? From the rat. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I know.
I get it. Because you do spend a lot of time on the toilet.
Well, why do we have to talk about that?
Well.
No, I don't, mate. I just spend a normal amount of time on there.
Oh, the Maitland Pumpkin Pickers. I love it.
0457 736 736. What's your local footy team? We'd love to hear from you tonight.
Hey, can I quickly, if you need to call up and have a chat as well, as you said earlier, on 1300-01-1170, I'm putting a call out to Greg from Blacktown. I'm inviting him to call up. I love it when he calls up, and I want him to be part of our whack pack.
It goes a long time, though.
Good. I want to find out what he's having for dinner tonight. I like that he's part of – I want to be – part of our whack pack.
Have you asked the whack pack? Have you asked Glenn?
He's the chairman of the whack
pack. No, he's not.
Who's the chairman?
No, I think we made
Danger.
Rooster Mongrel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the chairman.
I reckon they should all arm wrestle off. When I do my NRL grand final drink.
Yep.
Drink responsibly. At the Rag and Muffin in North Sydney. The week of the grand final, All the whack pack have got to turn up. They've got to arm wrestle it off. Who becomes the president?
Arm wrestle it off?
Yep. Righto. Okay.
Hey, buddy from Berong, Barella Bears. I remember playing against those as a
kid. You did not.
I did.
You
right.
didn't play.
I did. Mm. Well, you don't think I played rugby league? I played rugby league and I played rugby union as a kid and cricket.
I could see as a rugby union player.
I went to Berong Boys High, mate.
Tight head prop. Built like Buddha Handy.
No, I never used to be. I just got a bit lazy in my older years, mate. That's what happened there. I played fullback in a couple of games for Berong Boys High School. No good at it. No, toughest game we ever played was against Randwick. Played at Kensington Oval. It was like cement with grass shavings on top. And we beat them in the Buck and Shield. That's right. It was called the Buck and Shield. Mm. Yeah. Your mate Glenn from Newcastle's on the line. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hello, Justin. Hello, Sats. How are you, boys?
Really well, mate.
I prefer Glenda. Is Glenda there?
Back in Shield as well.
Is Glenda there? I'd rather talk to her.
No, she's not here tonight. Oh, there she was. She's yelling up from across the fence.
Actually, I agree with you. He is the chairman of the Whack Pack.
Yep. Go right ahead. Yep.
Just when I thought that your Monday night laugh was the worst ever.
It wasn't.
You regardless with Turtle Tuesday, mate. Come on.
That was a great joke. Did you hear that? Yeah, no, you didn't listen to the show. So.
No, what was it?
Bring back Larrick and Badge.
So I was saying I went to the bookstore yesterday and I said to the lady behind the counter, I said, have you got any books on turtles? And she said, what, hardback? I went, yeah, the one with little heads.
What?
The ones with little heads.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, sensational.
I don't get it.
Sensational.
Do you get it? Do
exactly,
you get it?
Mate, neither did anybody else.
Yeah, okay.
Sensational episode of what's that show called? Well, My Favourite Martian Today.
I gave him a bit of time, didn't I?
Do you think because he stuffed up that first bit when he's trying to explain the shows, he threw himself in a hole?
I gave him a bit of time, didn't I?
Mm.
So I was being nice to him. Hey, that new segment, Things That Make You Go. I've got one for you.
Yeah.
I was listening to...
A bloke doing his back mixing kitty litter makes me go, Greg from Campbelltown.
Greg, come on, mate. I'm just a little Aussie battler, just having a go.
Mm.
Hey, I've got one for you. I was listening to the radio the other night, yep. And I heard you and that buddy of yours, Matt Rogers, talking about food that you eat watching State of Origin. Have a listen to this.
You like your snack game. You got snack some game. Chips there?
I'm a cracker, cheese, and cabanossi or chorizo.
What? I love popcorn, eh?
Oh, I can't stand popcorn. It gets stuck in your teeth. What?
You're a disappointment.
Why?
You eat cheese and crackers.
Yep.
I can't believe Rat didn't pull you up on this. He's eating pizza. Tick.
No,
but
no,
you're
no,
eating
no.
cheese and crackers.
No. So you didn't listen to the whole show.
I did.
No, because we spoke about the main foods that we like to eat. Hot dog man, and then there's pizza. But the little afterburners are things like cheese and crackers and chorizo.
And I don't like popcorn.
Don't like popcorn.
It's chorizo, by the way, not whatever you called it.
Mm.
I don't like popcorn. What?
Oh, I can't stand popcorn. It gets stuck in your teeth.
Oh, yeah. You're so brave.
Yeah, it gets stuck in your teeth. Horrible.
What's happened to
it's
you?
It's like when you eat corn off the cob. Gets stuck in between your teeth.
So what do you do when you go to the movies? What do you eat at the movies?
Don't eat popcorn at the movies.
What's wrong with you, mate?
Can I give you a things that make you go, hmm?
Can I talk to Craig from Maitland first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Craig, welcome to Sports Day.
Yes, good evening, Jason and Scott. Scott, I used to select at the Curry Curry Bulldogs. And I used to select your cousin, Mark Collins.
Mark Collins, yeah. Really good sprinter, Collins, he was, in the day.
Yes, he wasn't a bad winger either.
Yeah.
The Curry Curry Bulldogs.
Yeah, his dad, Bimbo. Mm.
Yes, he played for the state.
He did too, yeah.
Craig, question on everybody's lips. Will Warner bat in the Ashes?
Definitely the first two tests, the Edgerton Lords. Yes.
Definitely
bear number three, the World Test Champion Final fortnight tonight, and the first two Ashes tests. And as Marcus Harris said, he deserves to go on his own terms, Jason.
All right, no worries. He should be in England playing county cricket to get ready for the Ashes instead of chasing the money in the IPL. That's the only thing I think he's doing wrong with his preparation. But Craig, thank you, mate. And you can hear all of that action live on SCN and also the SCN app, the Ashes and the World Test Championship. Rightio, what's your thing that makes you go,
Larry Silverstone. Now, a lot of people might know who Larry Silverstone is. This is all part of the Rat's tinfoil hat theories, okay?
Right.
He purchased the Twin Towers, so he bought the Twin Towers. He used to eat breakfast on the 91st floor every morning.
I thought Westfield owned the Twin Towers.
Larry Silverstone bought them.
I think Westfield just took it over.
Or might have just taken over it.
Yeah.
Can
but anyway,
just not
sorry.
Interject.
Sorry, please? Sorry to interject with facts. Yeah.
So Larry Silverstone back in the day, he purchased the Twin Towers and used to eat breakfast on the 91st floor. Did you want to cut in again or you're right?
No.
Every morning, except 9/11.
Ooh.
He also took out insurance that covered terrorist attacks and he got $4.8 billion. Out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So is that conspiracy theory enough for you, Rat?
I think it's too soon to be talking about stuff like that, by the way. I said, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you saw the run sheet.
I don't
want
to make light of that.
You are the content manager. No. You saw the run sheet and you didn't pull me up on it.
Can I give you one?
That's your fault.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
In its peak sheep days, New Zealand had 22 sheep for every person. Now there are just 5. What's going on?
Days.
Yeah.
Mm.
Every bloke had 22 sheep at his disposal.
Mm.
Now he has 5.
A lot of them are running away.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Do you end up eating them if you're not happy with them?
Well.
Is that what happens?
That is the things that make you go, It is.
Certainly. Do we want to talk about some NRL news or
actually,
do you want to do text?
What Chuck
do
you want to says, do? You lads stole a segment from Vossie and Brandley. You're shameless. That's incorrect, Chuck. We are the originators.
What did we steal, Chuck?
This segment.
What?
This segment.
Things that make you go, Well, you stole it, clearly, because you came in and you went, I've got a great idea, everybody.
Well, you are the content manager, and for some reason, we keep creating content for you.
What do you mean?
You're the content manager. You're meant to come up with these ideas.
I do.
But we're the ones that actually come up with the ideas for you.
I do it for
you. We actually do your job. You're stealing a salary.
Is that what it is?
Sam, you listening in Victoria?
Ryan from Byron Bay, Wendy Park, race one, number five, Fat Pizza. All right, we'll find out how that goes a little later on. Greg from Blacktown was on the phone. I don't know what's happened to him, Daddy. He's disappeared. He wants to tell us what he's eating.
Paying $81, jumps in 50 minutes.
Yeah, rightio. We'll get on to that a little later on, shall we? Greg Alexander, as we say, will be joining us from Blues Camp. We better get to him next. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Okay, Blues ball inside the 22. Have they got a chance? Oh, there's a little break of this. Oh, beautiful stuff, Alexander and Hasler. Oh, Alexander made the break. A little short ball to Hasler, and he was over right beside the post.
All right, going back into the archives there to pull out some footage with Darryl Eastlake commentating State of Origin sats. That takes me way back.
Absolutely.
This man before involved. Rabs. This man involved in that piece. I tell you what, he's got to be the busiest man. He does breakfast at SEN with Vossie in Sydney.
Yep.
He's assistant coach at the Blues. Yep. He's on the board at Penrith.
Yeah.
He does Fox footy as well. Brandy, do you know where you live? Have you been home at all in the last couple of years?
And now he's in camp.
Now I'm in camp.
Yeah.
Good evening, boys. Sometimes I do lose track of days. Yes. Especially when it rolls, when footy, we've had Easter Monday games. So when footy rolls past and Anzac Day games on a Tuesday, I can get lost and I'm not sure what day it is. But it takes time to get the bearings. But yeah, camp's good. Sats and Jace, camp's going well.
Hey, before we talk State of Origin, which is the reason we got you on the show, we've been accused tonight of stealing this segment. Things that make you ooh. Things that make you go. From your breakfast show. Is that true? Do you do things that make you go, yeah.
Well, we were doing it, but our man, Charlie Goodsir, who our young producer slash talent, it was his gig to try and come up with the things that would go play after the song. So we'd play the song and Charlie would hit us with things that would make you go, sort of fell to the wayside. Chuck ran out of ideas and steam very quickly. But you blokes can have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Thank we appreciate yours. That. Cheers.
Now, Brandy.
We're family.
Exactly, yeah. Now, Brandy, when players come into camp now, do most of them know each other anyway if they've never played alongside each other in rep duties? They all seem to be linked in some way, the modern player.
They do. And they all, well, we were talking about that this afternoon, Sats, and I think it's, you know, you see it after games where players will stand around and, you know, have a chat so much more than what used to happen, you know, where you'd trudge off the field and you're filthy if you lost, and if you won, well, you'd trudge off the field with a smile on your face. And but players, you know, it's different these days, and they do know each other. You're right. Like, they're all linked somehow, and they all know, you know, each other. Even the new players that have come in, you know, they're all pretty familiar. Mm. Even Hudson Young, who really hasn't had a taste of it. Nico's had a taste. Tavita's, you know, played with the Panthers and knows a lot of the boys in here. And, so it is different. You don't find anyone, you know, the new boy on the block doesn't come in and sort of sit in the corner and, you know, a bit sheepish about getting, you know, introducing himself. it's all pretty friendly, and they're a great bunch, this bunch we've got now. And throw the new blokes into it, it's been pretty impressive just to watch them, how they've, you know, got together over the last couple of days.
Now, I've got to say, Brandy, I like the selection of Tyson Frizzell. We've got a lot of Newcastle listeners to the show as well. Back into Origin after a bit of a spell, what's impressed you, Freddie, and Badiris to bring him back in?
The fact that his body's good, he's healthy, Sats. In the last couple of years, he's had a lot of niggling injuries that have sort of, you know, hampered his performances. But, you know, Frizz is he's an Origin player. I think there's only Teddy that's played more games than Frizz. And whenever he's played for New South Wales, he's been terrific. And I just, the energy that Frizz brings to a game, you know, his kick chase has been fantastic for Newcastle, generally leads the chase, makes the tackle. He's a hard worker, and, you know, that's his professionalism, and he's tough. He's an Origin player.
Is it fair to say, and I'm a Blues supporter, Brandy, is it fair to say we've got some hard nuts, some crazy players in the team this week who go to the edge, like your Frizzells, you got Tevita Pangai Jr. there. You don't know what to expect from Tevita Pangai Jr. Of course, our Hudson Young. There seems to be some wild blokes in this team this year.
Wild sort of a loose term, Jace. You know, Tevita can play, you know, Tevita can, you know, mix it up and can sometimes step over that that fine line that, you know, that goes from being aggressive to someone that gets penalised. But we've seen that happen, so we know it can happen. But I'm sure, you know, Tevita will be aggressive within reason. It's an Origin game, don't forget. And, you know, if you've been watching over the last few years, a little bit more goes on than what it normally does through the regular season, through the NRL games. And, you know, I love that about Hudson Young, that he plays aggressive and he's, you know, he's in the face of those that are across the other side. You know, as long as you don't give penalties away and don't find yourself in the bin, that's a good thing, I think. Aggression, that's part of Origin.
Yeah, can't wait, Brandy. How's Tom Trbojevic's fitness? We had Cam Smith sniffing around the Sports Day studios, the Savo, after the captain's run. He doesn't think he's
don't,
fit.
Don't give him anything.
No, I won't give him anything.
Don't give him anything. No,
How's his fitness?
Just watch. Pretty crafty, that Cameron Smith.
I know. Well, he told me Munster. He said Munster was playing golf, the Savo, so can't be too much wrong with his ribs.
Mm. Okay. Munster's ribs are good. Yeah. Tommy's good. Tom's absolutely fine. Yeah, his ribs are good too.
What I liked about him in Canberra from the recent weeks that we've seen him, where he looks a little bit ginger, is that he got back to that speed, that quickness that we used to see him just punch through the line, Brandy.
Yep, that was you know, that's sort of what we've been waiting for, Sats. You know, even if you're not a, you know, let's forget Origin for the time being, even if you're just a general league fan, I think most people want to see Tom playing his best footy. You know, the impact that he's made over the last, when he's been on the field over the last couple of years has been, it's been great to watch. So I think just your average league fan wanted to see Tommy find that speed. And that's what was missing. The back end of last week's game, not against Canberra, the week before, he tried his guts out and he had plenty of touches and plenty of runs, but it just didn't happen for him. But that first run, Sats, where he sort of, you know, Jordan Rapina came off his wing, and Rapina's a big man and strong, and he sort of just brushed past him. Like, Rapina ended up on the ground, and Tommy showed great strength, speed, to score that try. So that did it for me. I said, oh, that's it. And then he kept going throughout the game. So it was great to watch. Obviously, you didn't want to be searching for, you know, trying to find your confidence in an Origin game, and it was good that you found it last week against the Raiders.
Yeah, nice. Now, Nicho Hynes has just played his way into Origin over the last couple of years. Could there be a situation, Brandy, where Nicho may not see much time at all, just depending on how the flow of the game is going?
yeah, could do sats. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's happened over the years. Yeah. Sometimes you pick a, you know, a utility, and sometimes, you know, you find it hard to get them on the field. Jack Whiten's point in case over the years. Jackie's, you know, played 14 plenty of times and sometimes found it hard to get him out there. Tyron Peachy back in, you know, 18-19 was, you know, a sort of the utility man, and sometimes they don't get much time depending on what's happening in the game. So that could be the case, or he's got the ability to fill in a number of holes. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens, how the game pans out.
Brandy, one of our listeners from 2HD, Sporty Gav's been on the text. He goes, "Hi, Woogie, Sats and Brandy. I feel sorry for Campbell Graham missing out on a spot." Is that got to do with him not to take part based on his inability to train the entirety of the preparation, or was it his decision?
No, well, it was in terms of you're talking about as the 18th man,
yep.
Jace. Yeah. Yep. No, when he got into training, he told us how bad the sternum has been, and he's been needling it, and he's been resting early in the week, having no contact at South Sydney, needling it to get through games. And he said the needle has been working, so it's been doing its job. But he said after the game on the weekend, it was a lot sorer pulling up than it has been. And the latest scan showed some fragment, some bone fragment. So it's worse than it has been. And he said, like, he was honest. He just said, "I won't be able to train. And, you know, I'll have to needle it even to train if you want me to train." So,
jeez, you've got to love that honesty, don't you?
Yeah. And he was very ginger. Like, on Monday, he was in with us all day and he was noticeably sore and couldn't turn his body. And so he's, you know, and someone said, "Oh, well, how can he play for South?" Well, you know, he'll rest it all week and they'll needle him. If he does get on the field, that's what will happen. And he'll go out and play for South Sydney, which I'm fine with. But, you know, we needed him to train through the week and he just couldn't do it. So we pulled in Stephen Crichton. But very disappointing. And look, so close to being, you know, not just in as 18th man, but in the 17th.
Mm. Yeah, I think you'll end up using him throughout the series, Brandy. Now, before we let you go, throughout the last 2 weeks, we've been doing a segment, Larrikins of Origin. Who are the Larrikins? Yes, they were good players on the field, but they did all their best work off the field, whether it's bonding sessions, whatever it may be. So when I say to you, Greg Alexander, Larrikins of Origin, who's the first person that comes to mind?
Yep. Wow. Larrikins of Origin. I just fall back on my Penrith days because, you know, the blokes that were Larrikins at Penrith played Origin too. So MG and Freddie. Freddie changed over the years, but he was certainly a Larrikin in the early days, as was MG. So they're the easy ones. That's like that. They just spring to mind immediately. There would be others. I'm thinking over the last 5 years, the players we've had involved over the last 5 years, James Maloney, Larrikin.
Oh, yes,
and,
the best.
And Larrikin and punishing too, Jimmy, just drive you mad. Out of the boys we've got in camp now, there's different types of Larrikins. Liam Martin.
Pest, I heard.
He's a Larrikin. Yeah, well, I don't find him as bad as what some of his teammates label him. Like, they just label him as... I find him good. Like, I like Liam, but, yeah, Larrikin.
And
absolutely.
I've heard...
Foxy's just...
I've heard Chris...
Fox is a Larrikin.
Stephen Crichton. I've heard Stephen Crichton just doesn't shut up, Brandy.
Stephen's pretty good. Yeah. Stephen's good on the chat. He's good. No, it's a good crew.
Good stuff.
Hey,
good
thanks. Crew. Thanks for taking time. Boys, thanks for taking time.
Enjoyed it.
Brandy, before you go, Fitzy from the Gold Coast wants to know.
Yeah.
Can you ask Brandy why we don't just pick a specialist 14 anymore like we did back in the days of Craig Wing?
Well, Nico's more. He's like a 14.
Is he?
Can
he play
14,
dummy half?
Play in the halves, play anywhere. Fullback, play in the centres.
Don't shoot the messenger, Brandy. I'm just asking on behalf of
Fitzy. It's the way you read it, Woogie.
What? What?
It's your question, Brandy's and Perry. That's what you did. It was, yeah.
Both of you, get lost.
He was almost accusing.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Boys, been great chatting.
Thanks, Brandy.
Larrikins.
Yeah, enjoy your night, Brandy. See you, mate.
See you, boys.
Mate, Brandy was a larrikin.
Yeah, I heard him.
Brandy was a larrikin in his day. Good larrikin. He was a sensible larrikin, Brandy.
He's gone now, so he can tell us what he was really like.
No, he was. Craig Gow calls him Gecko. He's got these big green eyes, and they just, like, at night time, they just stare at you. Yeah. Craig Gower calls him Gecko. They get on great.
Speaking of larrikins,
yeah,
were there any better than Craig Gower?
Yeah, he's on the board of directors when it comes to larrikins.
Is he sitting in the chairman's seat?
Well, there's him, Brett Mullins, who got a vote last night.
Yeah,
Blocker.
Blocker, of course.
Board of directors.
Yeah. Right again. 0457 736 736. You can suggest your favourite larrikins from footy. Got to go to a break. A news update on the way. Plus, we've got a stack of your texts to read out. Fitzy, no more stupid questions.
What about Simon? The young young cherry pickers. Junior club.
Oh, there you go.
The Forestville Ferrets, 607.
Also, one here from Steve from Dubbo. Sats, don't go bagging Matty in his wacko beliefs. I'm with him 100%. Besides that, your focus should be on the last laugh. You've brought a once good segment to its knees. And that is true.
Well, I beg to differ. Now, Benji in Lilydale, Victoria, thanks for your text message. Thanks for listening. Evening, blokes. Sitting back with an ice-cold frothy from down here in the chilly far outer east of Melbourne in the Yarra Valley. You blokes make a tough night easy after dropping the kids back to their mum. Go Storm. Nice, go mate. Queensland. Can't wait for next week. Thank you, Benji.
Yeah, thanks for that text, mate. Very nice. 0457 736 736. Where are you listening tonight? How are you listening and what's your local footy team? We'd love to know. This is Sports Day.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Okay, Blues ball inside the 22. Have they got a chance? Oh, there's a little break at this. Oh, beautiful stuff, Alexander and Hasler. Oh, Alexander made the break. A little short ball. He was over right beside the post.
Going back into the archives there to pull out some footage with Darryl Eastlake commentating State of Origin Sats.
Mm.
That takes me way back.
Absolutely.
This man before involved. Rabs. This man involved in that piece. I tell you what, he's got to be the busiest man. He does breakfast at SEN with Vossie in Sydney.
Yep.
He's assistant coach at the Blues. Yep. He's on the board at Penrith.
Yeah.
He does Fox footy as well. Brandy, do you know where you live? Have you been home at all in the last couple of years?
And now he's in camp.
Now I'm in camp.
Yeah.
Good evening, boys. Sometimes I do lose track of days, yes. Especially when we've had Easter Monday games. So when footy rolls past and Anzac Day games on a Tuesday, I can get lost and I'm not sure what day it is. But it takes time to get the bearings. But yeah, camp's good, Sats and Jace. Camp's going well.
Hey, before we talk State of Origin, which is the reason we got you on the show, we've been accused tonight of stealing this segment. Things that make you, things that make you go. From your breakfast show. Is that true? Do you do things that make you go, yeah.
Well, we were doing it, but our man, Charlie Goodsir, our young producer/talent, it was his gig to try and come up with the things that would go play after the song. So we'd play the song and Charlie would hit us with things that would make you go, sort of fell to the wayside. Chuck ran out of ideas and steam very quickly. But you blokes can have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Thank we appreciate yours. That. Cheers.
Yeah, now, Brandy.
We're family. We're family.
Exactly, yeah. Now, Brandy, when players come into camp now, do most of them know each other anyway if they've never played alongside each other in rep duties? They all seem to be linked in some way, the modern player.
They do. And they all, we were talking about that this afternoon, Sats, and I think it's, you know, you see it after games where players will stand around and, you know, have a chat, so much more than what used to happen, you know, where you'd trudge off the field and you're filthy if you lost, and if you won, well, you'd trudge off the field with a smile on your face. And but players, you know, it's different these days, and they do know each other. You're right. Like, they're all, yeah, they're all linked somehow, and they all know, you know, each other. Even the new players that have come in, you know, they're all pretty familiar. Mm. Even Hudson Young, who really hasn't had a taste of it. Nico's had a taste. Tavita's, you know, played with the Panthers and knows a lot of the boys in here. And, yeah, so it is different. You don't find anyone, you know, the new boy on the block doesn't come in and sort of sit in the corner and, you know, bit sheepish about getting, you know, introducing himself. It's all pretty friendly, and they're a great bunch, this bunch we've got now. And throw the new blokes into it, it's been pretty impressive just to watch them, how they've, you know, got together over the last couple of days.
Now, I've got to say, Brandy, I like the selection of Tyson Frizzell. We've got a lot of Newcastle listeners to the show as well. Back into Origin after a bit of a spell, what's impressed you, Freddie and Badiris, to bring him back in?
The fact that his body's good, he's healthy, Sats. He's, in the last couple of years, he's had a lot of niggling injuries that have sort of, you know, hampered his performances. But, you know, Frizz is he's an Origin player. I think there's only Teddy that's played more games than Frizz. And whenever he's played for New South Wales, he's been terrific. And I just, the energy that Frizz brings to a game, you know, his kick chase has been fantastic for Newcastle, generally leads the chase, makes the tackle. He's a hard worker, and, you know, that's his professionalism, and he's tough. He's an Origin player.
Is it fair to say, and I'm a Blues supporter, Brandy, is it fair to say we've got some hard nuts, some crazy players in the team this week who go to the edge, like your Frizzells, you've got Tavita Pangai Jr. there. You don't know what to expect from Tavita Pangai Jr. Of course, our Hudson Young. There seems to be some wild blokes in this team this year.
Yeah, well, you know, wild sort of a loose term, Jace. You know, Tavita can play, you know, Tavita can, you know, mix it up and can sometimes step over that that fine line that, you know, that goes from being aggressive to someone that gets penalised. But we've seen that happen, so we know it can happen. But I'm sure, you know, Tavita will be aggressive within reason. It's an Origin game, don't forget. And, you know, if you've been watching over the last few years, a little bit more goes on than what it normally does through the regular season, through the NRL games. And, you know, I love that about Hudson Young, that he plays aggressive and he's, you know, he's in the face of those that are across the other side. You know, as long as you don't give penalties away and don't find yourself in the bin, well, that's a good thing, I think. Aggression, that's part of Origin.
Yeah, can't wait, Brandy. How's Tom Trbojevic's fitness? We had Cam Smith sniffing around the Sports Day studios, the Savo, after the captain's run. He doesn't think he's fit.
Don't give him anything.
No, I won't give him anything.
Don't give him anything.
How's his fitness?
Just watch it. Pretty crafty, that Cameron Smith.
I know. Well, he told me Munster. He said Munster was playing golf, the Savo, so can't be too much wrong with his ribs.
Mm. Okay. Munster's ribs are good. Yeah. Tommy's good. Tom's absolutely fine. Yeah, his ribs are good too.
What I liked about him in Canberra from the recent weeks that we've seen him, where he looks a little bit ginger, is that he got back to that speed, that quickness that we used to see him just punch through the line, Brandy.
Yep, that was you know, that's sort of what we've been waiting for, Sats. You know, even if you're not a, you know, let's forget Origin for the time being, even if you're just a general league fan, I think most people want to see Tom playing his best footy. You know, the impact that he's made over the last, when he's been on the field over the last couple of years has been, it's been great to watch. So I think just your average league fan wanted to see Tommy find that speed. And that's what was missing. The back end of last week's game, not against Canberra, the week before, he tried his guts out and he had plenty of touches and plenty of runs, but it just didn't happen for him. But that first run, Sats, where he sort of, you know, Jordan Rapina came off his wing, and Rapina's a big man and strong, and he sort of just brushed past him. Like, Rapina ended up on the ground, and Tommy showed great strength, speed, to score that try. So that did it for me. I said, oh, that's it. And then he kept going throughout the game. So it's great to watch. Obviously, you didn't want to be searching for, you know, trying to find your confidence in an Origin game. And it was good that he found it last week against the Raiders.
Yeah, nice. Now, Nicho Hynes has just played his way into Origin over the last couple of years. Could there be a situation, Brandy, where Nicho may not see much time at all, just depending on how the flow of the game is going?
Yeah, could do Sats. Yeah, and that's happened over the years. Yeah. Sometimes you pick a utility, and sometimes, you know, you find it hard to get them on the field. Jack Whiten's point in case over the years. Jackie's, you know, played 14 plenty of times and sometimes found it hard to get him out there. Tyron Peachy back in, you know, 18-19 was, you know, a sort of the utility man, and sometimes they don't get much time depending on what's happening in the game. So that could be the case, or he's got the ability to fill in a number of holes. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens, how the game pans out.
Brandy, one of our listeners from 2HD, Sporty Gav's been on the text. He goes, "Hi, Woogie, Sats and Brandy. I feel sorry for Campbell Graham missing out on a spot." Is that got to do with him not to take part based on his inability to train the entirety of the preparation, or was it his decision?
In terms of, you're talking about as the 18th man,
yep.
Jace. Yeah. Yep. No, when he got into training, he told us how bad the sternum has been, and he's been needling it, and he's been resting early in the week, having no contact at South Sydney, needling it to get through games. And he said the needle has been working, so it's been doing its job. But he said after the game on the weekend, it was a lot sorer pulling up than it has been. And the latest scans showed some fragment, some bone fragment. So it's worse than it has been. And he said, like, he was honest. He just said, I won't be able to train. I'll have to needle it even to train if you want me to train. So,
jeez, you've got to love that honesty, don't you?
Yeah. And he was very ginger. Like, on Monday, he was in with us all day, and he was noticeably sore and couldn't turn his body. And so he's, you know, and someone said, oh, well, how can he play for South? Well, you know, he'll rest it all week and they'll needle him. If he does get on the field, that's what will happen. And he'll go out and play for South Sydney, which I'm fine with. But, you know, we needed him to train through the week and he just couldn't do it. So we pulled in Stephen Crichton. But very disappointing. And look, so close to being, you know, not just in as 18th man, but in the 17th.
Mm. Yeah, I think you'll end up using him throughout the series, Brandy. Now, before we let you go, throughout the last 2 weeks, we've been doing a segment, Larrikins of Origin. Who are the Larrikins? Yes, they were good players on the field, but they did all their best work off the field, whether it's bonding sessions, whatever it may be. So when I say to you, Greg Alexander, Larrikins of Origin, who's the first person that comes to mind?
Yep. Wow. Larrikins of Origin. I just fall back on my Penrith days because, you know, the blokes that were Larrikins at Penrith played Origin too. So MG and Freddie, Freddie changed over the years, but he was certainly a Larrikin in the early days, as was MG. So they're the easy ones. That's like they just spring to mind immediately. There would be others. I'm thinking over the last 5 years, the players we've had involved over the last 5 years, James Maloney, Larrikin.
Oh, yes,
and the best. And Larrikin and punishing too, Jimmy, just drive you mad. Out of the boys we've got in camp now, there's different types of Larrikins. Liam Martin.
I heard.
He's a Larrikin. Yeah, well, I don't find him as bad as what some of his teammates label him. Like, they just label him as... I find him good. Like, I like Liam. But
Yeah, larrikin.
And
absolutely.
I've heard
Foxy's just.
I've heard
Chris is a larrikin.
Stephen Crichton. I've heard Stephen Crichton just doesn't shut up, Brandy.
Yeah, Stephen. Stephen's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Stephen's good on the chat.
Mm.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, he's good. No, it's a good crew.
Good stuff.
Hey, thanks for taking time. Thanks for taking time.
Enjoyed it.
Brandy, before you go, Fitzy from the Gold Coast wants to know, can you ask Brandy why we don't just pick a specialist 14 anymore like we did back in the days of Craig Wing?
Well, Nico's more, he's like a 14.
Is he?
Can
he play 14, dummy half?
Play in the halves, play fullback, play in the centres.
Shoot the messenger, Brandy. I'm just asking on behalf of
it's
Fitzy.
It's the way you read it, Woogie.
What?
It's your question, Brandy's integrity. That's what you did.
Both of you, get lost.
He's almost accusing.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Boys, been great chatting.
Thanks, Brandy.
Yeah, enjoy your night, Brandy. See you, mate.
See you, boys.
Mate,
Brandy
mate.
Was a larrikin.
Yeah, I heard him.
Brandy was a larrikin in his day. Good larrikin. He was a sensible larrikin, Brandy.
He's gone now, so he can tell us what he was really like.
No, he was. Craig Gow calls him Gecko. He's got these big green eyes, and they just, like at night time, they just stare at you. Yeah. Craig Gower calls him Gecko. They get on great.
Speaking of larrikins, were there any better than Craig Gower?
Yeah, he's on the board of directors when it comes to larrikins.
Is he sitting in the chairman's seat?
Well, there's him, Brett Mullins, who got a vote last night.
Yeah,
Blocker.
Blocker, of course.
Board of directors.
Yeah. Right again. 0457 736 736. You can suggest your favourite larrikins. From footy, got to go to a break. A news update on the way. Plus, we've got a stack of your texts to read out. Fitzy, no more stupid questions.
What about Simon, the young cherry pickers, junior club?
Oh, there you go.
The Forestville Ferrets, 607.
Also, one here from Steve from Dubbo. Sats, don't go bagging Matty and his wacko beliefs. I'm with him 100%. Besides that, your focus should be on the last laugh. You've brought a once good segment to its knees, and that is true.
Well, I beg to differ. Now, Benji in Lilydale, Victoria, thanks for your text message. Thanks for listening. Evening, blokes. Sitting back with an ice-cold frothy from down here in the chilly far outer east of Melbourne in the Yarra Valley. You blokes make a tough night easy after dropping the kids back to their mum. Go Storm. Nice, go mate. Queensland. Can't wait for next week. Thank you, Benji.
Yeah, thanks for that text, mate. Very nice. 0457 736 736. Where are you listening tonight? How are you listening and what's your local footy team? We'd love to know. This is Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here tonight. 0457 736 736 is our text number. Tell us what's your local footy club and where you're listening and how you're listening to us tonight. Tonight, one of the greatest upheavals in Australian radio history.
It's Kyle and Jackie O.
It's not Kyle and Jackie O. Yep. It's potentially a listener defecting from one radio show to another.
Yeah, the text message here from Daniel from Prairiewood, listening on the app. Sats, the hide, the gall, the temerity, the audacity of you, not only to solicit other programs' content, but to steal other programs' resident callers. Greg from Blacktown is the patron caller of the run home with John Fletch. Comparison of the Dolphins trying to sign Munster while it's under contract at the Storm before November 1. For shame.
You are causing some controversy tonight, particularly with things that make you go,
And who have we got?
We've got Greg from Blacktown.
How are you, Greg?
On the phone.
Yeah, evening, boys. Yeah. You want to know what I have for tea?
Yep. So what do you have for dinner tonight?
No, it's tea. It is tea.
Okay.
Tea, yep.
I don't do any cooking. I just walk around and get things. I had a Red Delicious apple on my way around to the shop.
Yep.
And on top of that was a doner kebab with lettuce, tomato, onion, tomato sauce with a touch of chili. Oh.
Tomato sauce on a doner kebab.
Jeez, it doesn't get more Aussie than that, does it? A doner kebab.
So, Greg, what about the? I want you to explain the thought process behind eating a red apple around there, like something healthy, to then shove a doner kebab in your guts.
That's right. Just the way my stomach is, you've got to have good and bad. And I've got to have something to sit on it. And I wouldn't say kebab's that bad. It's just, it's meat and everything. But I just want something to sit and give me that oomph. And then, and for dessert, boys, was an apple turnover.
Oh, stop it. You've doubled up on the apples.
Now, we need to ask you, we need to ask you, Greg, we've got this this great group called the Whack Pack, and I'm sure you're aware of them. We want to know whether, if voted into the Whack Pack, that you would accept that.
Yeah, I'll accept it. Yep.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much.
Oh, you got a nomination. You got to earn it. Yeah.
I think he's earned it by doubling up on the apples,
mate. So will you not be calling Joel and Fletch anymore? Is that the go?
Depends on what sort of questions they ask.
Yeah. Oh, they're moron questions.
If it fits in my category, it fits in my category like you did, boys, tonight. Mm. I'll answer them, but if it doesn't, I won't. As simple as that.
Rightio.
Could we entice you with the incoming Stubby Cooler SEN Sports?
Is that going ahead?
Yeah, the Sports Day Stubby Cooler. Could we entice you with that?
Better than a hat.
Yeah, sure.
No, okay, beautiful. You can walk down to the shops to get your doner kebab and have a couple of frothies in there.
And
on your
apple.
Shoulder.
Yeah, beauty.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Thanks for your call, mate. This is riveting. Thank you.
No worries, boys. See have you, a mate. Good night. Bye. Okay.
That's a bachelor right there. Doner kebab. A doner kebab, I should say.
Is it doner or?
It's doner kebab.
Is it?
Someone's donated that meat.
Mm.
No, doner kebab with tomato sauce.
Doner. Yeah. Oh, no. I don't like the tomato sauce.
Hey, quick on Woogie Worm. Maitland Rugby League Football Club are called the Pickers. They haven't been officially called the Pumpkin Pickers for five plus years.
Rooster Muzz, you don't have to put water on the flames straight away. I mean, they're known as the Pumpkin Pickers because historically everyone just calls them the Pumpkin Pickers, but I get it.
Yeah, now, okay. Ken from Harrington, listening to SEN 2SM on the net. Go the Sharks, and I listen every night and love the show. Thanks, Ken.
Now, Adrian Vowles, former Origin player, he said the Augathella Meat Ants, home of the great Danny Peacock. Really good fullback, Danny Peacock.
Hang on, the Augathella, was it?
Augathella Meat Ants.
Where are they? Where are they based? Obviously somewhere in Queensland.
Yeah, up and sort of up west of Toowoomba and well up that area there.
Rightio.
Chinchilla and
beauty.
Around there, I think.
Keep your texts coming through. We'll get to more of them in just a moment. 0457 736 736 is our text number. What's your local footy club? Let's give them a shout out tonight. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews for your Wednesday night. Seven more sleeps till State of Origin. Yeah, for you it is.
I'm going to Adelaide too, okay?
Yeah, I know you are, mate. I'm on the rooftop at SENQ in Brisbane.
Yep.
With rats and
good luck with that.
Andrew McCutcheon. No, it'd be nice up
what's
there.
What's that
mate.
Bar you said for me to go to in Adelaide?
Oh, I'll find
pussy
it.
Something? Was it? No, was it? No.
What's a pussy something?
Something to do with a cat.
Yeah, cats something. I'll find out.
Okay.
It's a really cool bar where they just play 80s and 90s music.
Yep.
Out of a jukebox,
mm-hmm.
One pool table.
How good's a jukebox?
Mate, it was all, and they've got it cranked.
Yeah.
And good drinks too. Hey, very quickly, just on Greg from Blacktown telling us what he has for dinner. The Whack Pack have gotten involved here, haven't they, big time?
Well, they're the ones who are going to vote him in, as he's been nominated.
Greg, you're welcome. Glennis loves you. Welcome, Greg.
Yep.
Love you, mate. Glennis. I think that's Glenn, isn't it?
Yep.
Rightio. And Steve from Dubbo, he's earned it by putting tomato sauce on a kebab. That's whacked.
Yeah.
So they're two members of the Whack Pack inviting you in with open arms.
Yeah.
Hey, tonight, getting your text on 0457 736 736 about your local footy teams and where you're listening and how you're listening. Sam's from Sorden as text. His local team's the Tambourine Mountain Bush Rats.
Yep.
We're 5-5 to start our season. Top of the table clash this weekend versus Southport Tigers. They're a pretty good team. Can I get your thoughts on the following idea, Sats? Ball in crowd stays in the crowd.
Love it.
It's like baseball, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 5-minute sim bin.
Oh, have to have it.
Yep.
Yep.
Bringing back a national reserve grade comp that is played before the main games.
I like the idea of it, but it would weaken the second tier competition, like your Queensland Cup and your New South Wales Cups. But I like the idea of the feeder clubs playing the curtain raisers. So, okay, for example, the Roosters and North Sydney Bears playing the curtain raisers. Yeah.
Fair enough. More short kickoffs from halfway.
Ipswich Jets won a national title doing it in the Queensland Cup when they went and played in the national championship game, state championship game on grand final day. So bring it on, more.
I'm against number five because I don't want to hear any more from them.
Yep.
But refs to hold a press conference after game as well as the captain coach we already get.
I've always thought that would be a good idea, but then when you think about it more, they'll just come under far more scrutiny. So I'm saying, no, let them go and hide in their little dressing room and let Graham Annesley do his weekly rap. I think I'd rather that.
Good listening to you, boys. Cheers. Yeah, thanks for that, Sam. Nice to hear from first-time texters tonight. Couple of other texts there, Sats.
Yeah, plenty here. It's mainly around footy clubs. Sats, have you played against the Lower Clarence Magpies? Best home ground in Australia. Yes.
What's so good about it?
Oh, it's just different. It's just really throwback. It's a real throwback to regional footy.
Crinkle cut chips?
Not quite sure. Good hamburgers.
Right.
When I played for the Byron Bay Red Devils, Lyle from Lower. Yeah, I did play. I coached the Byron Bay Red Devils.
You said it was pretty hard, though, to get players motivated. Didn't you? Relaxed.
No, it was good. You could get them you couldn't get them on a Tuesday night because they were still on benders. You may get half of them on Thursday night, but on Sunday game day, didn't have enough jerseys.
Yeah, right. Is it because you did pizzas at full time?
Well, it's just a great community club. Everyone turned up to represent the region. What about Hindy's old club, the Robinson Spuddies from the Broadbeach Bear? Yeah, we've had a few there for that. Now, Hillstorm Hillary, when talking about things that make me go, she says, Harry Grant makes me go, ooh, ah.
Oh, what?
That's crazy. Things that make
you ooh, ah. Hey, listening from Goulburn, home of the Stockman, big fan of old Grego's dietary advice with a kebab being healthy. Good on you, mate. Thanks for... Who sent us that text in? Cheers, JR.
Yep.
Good on you, JR. Hey, quickly, a quick A-League update. Yeah, A-League is almost there. It's reached its final week. Who'll win the championship this Saturday at CommBank Stadium? The Mariners have booked their spot with a 2-0 win over Adelaide United, whilst Melbourne City cruise past Sydney FC 4-0. What do you reckon the crowd's going to... Remember, this is a big protest because...
See how much you want to protest when your team's in the grand final.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I reckon those people from Central Coast will turn up.
So do I. And I think a lot of Melbourne City fans will turn up because, of course, Manchester City own Melbourne City. They've just obviously won the title as well, and I think they'll still be in a wave.
Should be good. Witness the Mariners battle Melbourne City, and they'll have people come up from Melbourne for that.
Yep.
Send Absolutely them straight out to Parramatta. For a championship glory on June 3rd live, search A-League's tickets. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. When we come back, we're going to look at a new segment, Things That Make You Go, We're going to read out more of your text, and we're going to have some tips for Wenny Park tonight with Simon Orchard. He's got some State of Origin news for us as well, Sats.
Yep.
This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back in a moment.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome to Sports Day. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here for hour two of the show. 0457 736 736 is our text number. Tell us about your junior footy clubs around your area. How you're listening as well and where you're listening. I've got one here from 989, Sats, just to kick the hour off. A rugby club, the Jindabyne Bush Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies are the Miss Piggies. And the juniors are the piglets. That's so cool.
That's good.
It is good.
That's good.
Coming up soon, we're going to chat to Simon Orchard from Greyhounds New South Wales, get some tips for Wenty Park tonight. More of your texts. And, of course, this outstanding new segment never done on radio before.
Mm. 169 says, the things that make you go, the bunker. No explanation needed. Hasn't Phil Gould just teed off on them? I mean, I agree with everything Gus is saying.
So do I.
I don't understand why he never gets in trouble, but, I mean, he's a club representative.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Big J Dog, guys, your end of our music makes it sound like the show is over. Come on, guys. It's ridiculous. Oh, wait on.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, Big J Dog. Mm. It's one or the other, my friend.
Yep.
Another now, one for us?
Yeah, got so many here. How good is the first 10 minutes going to be of State of Origin 1 with all the hotheads? Opal Joe, Lightning Ridge, Redbacks. It will be. I mean, they always are Origin. Can you remember that Origin, listeners? Tim Grant got selected from Penrith. Good front rower Tim Grant he was. And Petro Sivanisiva. I've never seen Petro ever get belted.
Yeah.
And the kickoff at Suncorp, and Petro catches the ball and runs into Tim Grant, and Tim Grant just leveled him, dropped him straight on his behind, and no one's ever seen Petro in that position ever before. Oh, the first 5 minutes, last year was chaotic.
Yeah, it
that
was.
That last game with Selwyn Cobbo going down, Jerome Luai standing over the top of him, then Lindsay Collins goes down. I love it.
Yeah, incredible. I love it. So that, what, I mean, you've played it, and I heard a comment today from Corey Parker, I think it was, on SN. He said, you know, even when you come off the bench in State of Origin, it's trying to hop onto a treadmill that's on fast.
Yeah, it's actually a really good explanation, because you're sitting on the bench and you're watching everything going on in front of you and you're saying, I want to get out there. And then all of a sudden you get out there and you look at the big screen and it's 10 seconds till half time.
Does it really go that fast?
It is ridiculous.
I thought you'd be that tanked to be going, oh, I can't wait till half time comes to get my breath back.
You know, people who say you should never clock watch, that's a lie. In those sort of games, you clock watch the entire time.
I'd be ambulance watching. Yeah. That's what I'd be doing. Hey, listen, he sent us a text before. Sam from Mount Tambourine, the Tambourine Bush Rats, is on the line. G'day, Sam.
Yep. Hey, boys. How are you?
Going well.
Good, mate. I had a nice, can I just say, I had a nice steak at St. Bernard's on Sunday at Mount Tambourine. Jesus, good pub, isn't it?
I used to live right next to that hotel. We used to explore the hotel grounds as kids. So, yeah, no, well.
Hey, Sam, there's also a really good gin factory up there, I've led to believe, as well.
Sam, yeah, lots of stuff. A good cheese factory, beer factory. It's all up there.
Mate, you've got it all. Now, listen, mate, you've got some info on the bush rats for us.
Yeah, got some good info. Actually, we've had Kevy Gordon play for us last year, and he had another go on the wing for us last weekend, actually.
Has he still
Flash
got some
Gordon
pace?
From the Titans.
Yeah.
He's a strange cat.
He's a strange cat. I think he left a $400,000 contract to go and play or go and become an actor in the US. But no, lovely guy.
And loves
local footy, which is good to see some of those guys.
Now, Daddy Vass, who was at one of your games a couple of weeks ago visiting his mum at Mount Tambourine, he was saying you got an incredible theme song that we might be able to adopt here at Sports Day. Is that right?
Yeah, go for it. It is.
Well, what is it?
It is.
Sing it for us. Well, we don't know what it is.
How much would you want me to sing? There's the old bushy, 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 rat, rat, rat. Which part do you want?
That bit. That sounds good.
I reckon Sam could be part of our whack pack after this phone call.
So when it goes bushy, 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 rat, 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 is that it?
Oh, and then there's a bit more too. I can probably try and remember a bit more of it for you.
No, that's what we need. We need to get that sung by the club, use it as a theme when Rat Rogers is on. We'll do that.
Can we solicit for the next few weeks? I reckon we should get people to ring up and sing us their club song. Of course, if there's no expletives involved.
Yeah, we can't have expletives.
And then we pick the top three
mm-hmm.
for a showdown.
Rightio.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries.
So hey, bushy, 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 rat, 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 that's in the mix.
That's the clubhouse leader.
Yep.
Beauty, Sam. Hey, have a good night, mate, and thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, you're welcome, boys.
See you, mate.
Thanks.
There you go, Sam from Mount Tamarind. That was good. It actually was a good pub the other night. It's got two massive St. Bernards.
Well, hence why it's called the St. Bernard.
Well, I didn't know the dog. I didn't know the dogs would actually be in the pub.
She unchanged their litter box.
All right. That, mate, that can happen to any of us. Isaac from Clarence Valley's on the line. G'day, Isaac.
Hi, how you going?
Good,
really
mate.
Good. Hey, thanks for calling up. Now, one of my favourite club names of all time is the Tabulum Turtle Divers, and I'm led to believe you got a little bit of intel on why turtle divers.
Yeah, well, they it's just a popular bush tucker around there.
Okay.
So the bundle that I think is Bingin.
Yep.
From what I believe, and I got cousins who live out there, and so it's sort of, you know, where the local community is. There is on the, like, on between the, it's where the Rocky River meets the Clarence River, and it's real clear water up there, and you can, they swim around, catch turtles, cook them up.
Beautiful.
And that's Bingin, yeah.
And Cody, I mean, Cody, I know, was from around Lismore and Casino, but he grew up around that area, didn't he?
Yeah, so he lived in Casino. I lived in Casino for a few years, and his parents lived up the street a bit. But a lot of the Indigenous fellas out there are walkers. So he'd probably have cousins. He'd probably have a heap of cousins out there, actually.
Some of the great regional rugby league players are last name walkers around that area. Now you're saying that... you're saying that around the Casino area, Casino Beef Week is coming up, isn't it?
This week.
Yeah, it's outstanding, isn't it?
Do you eat beef for breakfast, lunch and dinner, mate? Please tell me yes.
I'm not living over there now. I'm living down at Minnewater near Grafton now.
Yeah, okay.
But,
yep.
During that week, it's pretty popular for sausages, steak. Oh. Have a breakfast with the butchers where the butchers just cook a heap of steak and sausages. Oh, and that's a breakfast.
Stop it.
Yeah, good.
Stop it. That is a man's meal. Isaac, mate, listen, thanks for your quarter, mate. We really appreciate you listening to Sports Day and helping us out.
Right up.
Beauty,
see you
mate.
Later.
See you later.
That's awesome.
There you go. How
Love
good's
it.
That?
Yeah, awesome.
Mm-hmm. How good's that?
Hi, lads. My heart is with the Dapto Canaries. That's where Blake Laurie's from, the Dapto Canary. So many of your local talent went on to the Steelers and beyond. The Dragons don't utilise the nursery these days. I'm now in Shell Harbour. This is Glenn. But not... normal whackpack Glen, but other Glen from Shell Harbour.
Are there other Glens?
Yeah. Oh. I'm now in Shell Harbour and still head to the showground on Thursday for the Dogs and on the weekend to watch the odd game. Good stuff, Glenn. That's right. Great.
That is awesome. Time to do more of these. This is the new segment you stole from Brandy and Vossie.
No, well, that's officially untrue now.
Well, it was on there.
Mm.
Right, yeah. What's this Richmond one you got for us?
No, that's not the things that make them go, that's something we're going to use next week as a talk topic with our listeners.
Okay, so don't worry about that.
We'll do that next week.
Hey, what about this? The 2-year-old Great Dane from Texas stands at a record-breaking 3 foot, 5.18 inches, earning him a place in the Guinness World Records last year as the world's tallest dog.
Hmm.
What?
Yeah, that's more a what. That's one of the things that make you go.
But his owners
say
he may in fact be the tallest dog that's ever lived.
When people meet Zeus, they ask, is that a horse? If we ride him, we have a lot of people that say, do you have a saddle for him? Because he's, you know, they think he's a horse.
We should have a segment called, Are You on the Susie Wongs?
Yeah. Exactly. Can I do a That's Ridiculous?
Yeah, go for it.
Because it's a completely different segment, of course.
Well, but hang on, we're not doing that. But you can, mate, still do that. A thing makes you go,
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Pablo Escobar. I'm on a real Pablo Escobar theme tonight.
Didn't you talk about this earlier?
Yeah, no, that was he bought his daughter a white horse and put a cone on the front of it to make it think like she had a unicorn. Yeah. But he made that much money. He would lose an estimated $2.1 billion a year from mold and rats eating it.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Didn't he?
That's sick.
But didn't he even burn some money to keep warm?
I'd never heard that.
Yeah, I watched it in the doco. In the
TV.
Yeah,
he built his own prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was more like
that
a
he
farm
was going to be housed in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then escaped from it.
How good's that? How good's that? Hey, John from Harrington Park is online. Lots of callers tonight on 1300 01 1170. John, you're not a fan of the Blues jersey, mate.
Boys, look, I'm a big Blues supporter, but why would you be sponsored by a company that puts a big W on the front of your chest?
I haven't
Isn't
seen
that
the jersey.
Up the Queenslanders? Hey,
haven't seen the jersey yet. Is it the navy blue one you're talking about?
Yeah, it's the one with the Westpac logo, but it's a big W. Well, tell me they're not going to, Queenslanders aren't going to have fun with that.
Is it Big W or Westpac? I'm confused.
That's good for the segment.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Appreciate that.
I haven't seen that yet.
No, I haven't seen it either.
I know it's a huge commercial opportunity, and you know, the game is, any industry's got to make money. I get it. But there's something about me that says an Origin jersey should have nothing on it. It should just have the maroon and the blue, and just the only other colour that should be on it should be blood, and that's it. Red.
Didn't they have a beer sponsor, VB or someone like that?
No, Forex were sponsors for years. And VB was a sponsor of New South Wales.
Yeah, I don't care about Queensland jersey. I'm just worried about the New South Wales one, mate.
Now, Steve says, can Glenn write a song for the Whack Pack to sing on air? I know he's crazy enough to do it because I've heard it do it before on the Sunday morning on another station. Oh, what about him throwing each other under the bus about going on other shows? Listener last night suggested Tim Brasher never lost an Origin match. Correct me if I'm right, but Brasher did lose an Origin game. He lost 8 games across his 30 games for New South Wales. Yeah, I thought that might have been from Dan. I thought that might have been a little bit strange, that stat that came through last night. Now, junior teams. Hi, boys. Local club used to be the mighty Lakes United Seagulls in Newcastle. And that's, of course, in the Newcastle comp. Now it's the Lithgow Workies Wolves in the Group 10, Belmont from Clarence. Lithgow's cold in Lithgow.
Mm.
Freezing.
Absolutely.
G'day, team. Thanks for the great chat with Brandy. Whenever you hear him interviewed, it's more like a talk about footy amongst mates. Yeah, he's like that, Brandy. He's a great guy. My local rugby league team is Central Charlestown Butcher Boys.
There you go.
In the real NRL. That's the Newcastle Rugby League. Newcastle, great show. Shotgun Shine, 2HD.
Thank you, mate. Hey, that bar in, you know how you're going to Adelaide next week to call
it? I've got one here. Rooster Muzz says the bar in the main drag of Adelaide is called the Susie Wong Bar. It's right up your alley, Sats.
It's this one. You got to go to it. It's called Cry Baby.
Cry Baby, not Cat Baby.
It's Cry Baby. I've got cats on my mind at the moment. It's called Cry Baby. I'm telling you, you'll walk in there and you'll go, let's get out. But as the night goes on, this joint just goes off.
Crybaby.
It's
a weird bar name.
It's a dingy bar, but it works.
Yeah. If I saw it called Crybaby, it's fair to say, unless you've told me to go in there, I wouldn't walk into it.
Mate, you'll love it. You're like, who are you calling the footy with?
Noddy.
Oh, no, he'll be in bed.
And Jimmy.
Actually, Noddy won't meet the height requirements.
True.
Oh, Jimmy, you won't get him out of there.
Yeah.
This is Jimmy's sort of bar.
Yeah, Cootamundra kid.
Yeah, he'll love Jimmy Smith a lot. So try it. If you're in Adelaide, try Cry Baby. Unbelievable.
Good evening, gents. Loving a lot of local footy club names. My local club is a tad dull, the Beenleigh Lions.
Yeah.
Now, I remember growing up playing against Beenleigh. They were tough to play against Beenleigh. I thought they were called the Beenleigh Bulls back in the day. Correct me if I'm right, Michael.
Correct me if I'm right.
Yeah.
Righty, a couple of more texts. We've got to go to a break.
Okay, heard about larrikins over the last few weeks. I used to rip into a few frothy ones with Rowdy. You put Dale Shearer and Alfie Langer together, now that's a larrikin full throttle, 302. Yeah, Rowdy is known for Rowdy because he's really quiet, but he's really conniving as well. You never know what he's getting up to.
Wait, Rowdy's called Rowdy because he's quiet.
Rowdy Shearer because
right.
he's quiet, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Mm. All right, one more.
Evening, guys. St. Boyd listening on 2HD in Newcastle. Waratah Mayfield Cheetahs.
As in the animal?
My uncle's rugby union team is the Vincentia Van Goghs.
Yeah.
That's a typical rugby union name, is it? The Van Goghs.
Yeah, it's not a rugby league name. Mm. All right, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, Simon Orchard is going to join us with some tips for Wenny Park tonight. What's the matter?
Do you think Luai can dominate Origin 1 from the forehand skin?
From the one? Don't repeat it.
Can Luai dominate Origin 1? Yeah, he can.
Okay, good.
Skin?
Rightio. We go to a break. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here for your Wednesday night. Thedogs.com.au, home of Greyhound Racing. Sats, of course, State of Origin is all about state against state, mate against mate, dog against dog.
There's only a couple of sports or codes.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't think of any other than rugby league. Not rugby league. Rugby league and Greyhounds where State of Origin concept works.
Yeah, it's beautiful. AFL, forget it. Hockey, Simon Orchard, time to bring you in from the Dogs now, from Greyhound New South Wales, former hockey roo yourself. Was the State of Origin in hockey at all?
Look, boys, the rivalry certainly existed, but there was never a State of Origin per se. But believe it or not, I actually wrote a yarn on a very small blog many, many years ago saying that's how we should regenerate hockey in the country of Queensland and New South Wales. We should have State of Origin each and every year just between us because, let's face it, we produce most of the good talent in the country, and we should go head-to-head in hockey. Wouldn't that be a great series? But no, it doesn't happen in hockey. But you're right, it happens in the Dogs. And our selectors, boys, there's actually selectors, believe it or not, have had their heads together for weeks trying to pencil in names. So our squads are now announced on Friday. I think it's a 25-dog squad, and they'll go into the running to be part of the State of
Terry
Origin
Hill
team that heads up there to take on Queensland.
Simon, like Origin Rugby League, when the Greyhounds get together as a squad, do they have a bonding session and what does it look like? Go.
They certainly do. Dog biscuits galore, pats on the head from certain people. Someone comes in and pats them. And then they just sleep, basically, until they're carted out there ready to race. But there's big prize money, fellas. Like, they're racing for, I think the prize money's been increased again this year. It might be $60,000 or $70,000. So they've got a sprint race over about 520. They've got a stayers race. They've got a match race, which is mono e mono, best New South Wales dog versus best Queensland dog. And this year there's a straight of origin, which is run up the straight at a place called Capalabar. So we've got four different variants of the State of Origin and looking forward to hopefully getting one over our Queensland mates and rivals in the next couple of months. Because we've got a good team, boys. We've got some rising stars. We've got some emerging stars. We've got some absolute superstars. And all will be revealed on Friday when we announce our squad.
Now, this has Woogie written all over it. And I love Casino, the town. One, because it's got a greyhound track around its rugby league, the Casino Cougars home ground.
Yeah, nice.
And there's a thing called Beef Week.
Oh.
And Beef Week is coming up very soon this week. And Casino's going to be jam-packed, isn't it? The annual running of the Beef Week Cup, Simo.
Oh, what a name. You know, every greyhound racing club around the country should try and copy what Casino has done here with a Beef Week Cup. Apparently, it's already descended on Casino, boys. I was talking to a few of the trainers up there today. It's in the States North, for anyone who's wondering where Casino is, like my wife, who said, where the hell's Casino? Well, it's up in the North, and Beef Week's on. Breakfast with the Butchers, Beef Week Queen, best steak, biggest steed.
Beef Week Queen.
What have you got to do to be the Beef Week Queen?
I know, but I want to get up there and find out because it sounds like you said, it sounds like something I could get around. So maybe next year, instead of, you know, we've got a lot of big races that we attend, maybe I'll mark the calendar for Beef Week Cup, the final. Look, it's worth 10 grand, and some people will say, well, that's, you know, a drop in the ocean. But for others, that's life-changing. And there's a field here of local dogs that have travelled down from Queensland and surrounding areas that are competing for the Beef Week Cup, and it's been won by some wonderful greyhounds. Integrity Mate won it last year, went on to win the Thunderbolt, worth 75K. Lewis Rumble, an absolute star of the sport, won it in 2021. So that'll go off on Friday, a couple of days away. And there's a dog by the name of Go Bears, who I'll be tipping if you wanted to have a bet in the Casino Beef Week Cup.
In all seriousness, it is a great week, Beef Week, in Casino. And a lot of people come from all over, not only New South Wales, Queensland as well. It's an outstanding week, and the crowd at the Casino Greyhounds is massive.
Yeah,
this good. Week. It's outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah. Now, New South Wales, has two chances? Is it in Sandown, the Sandown Cup, Simon? $175,000.
Yeah, it's a big race, and it's not ours, but it's down in Victoria. So a couple of our best chances, and these are the staying dogs, Corborne Magic and Zipping Orlando, who we've talked about a few times on the show. They went down for the heats last week. Zipping Orlando, strangely, boys, got run down. Looked the leader, looked the winner for a long, long way, and we just thought it'd be a repeat of a bunch of other races we've seen in recent times, but got run down late, but still got through to the final. And Corborne Magic did the opposite, flew home, hit the post really well, and is boxed probably better in the final. I think Corborne Magic will jump from box two, but as we said, it's worth 175K. It's Minnie and John Finn with Zipping Orlando, and Andy and Jody Lord with Corborne Magic. They are the two, I reckon, best stays in New South Wales at the moment. So hopefully we can knock off the Vics, because I know we love State of Origin. And when it comes to footy and Greyhound, that's our biggest rivalry. But, gee, we love to beat the Victorians. Look,
those Victorian dogs are wearing black skivvies, loafers with no socks.
And when they drink, they don't drink water, they drink goat's milk. Milk
lattes. Yep. So, of course, we've got their measure. Now, listen, before we get your Wenny Park tips for tonight, the people's champion, Fat Pizza, has he won?
Well, he actually... He's actually just ran tonight. I haven't seen the result yet. It hasn't been listed, but he also ran 3 days ago, didn't he, Simo?
He ran on Saturday at Richmond, and another placing in the box, boys. He ran third at Richmond there, 6.5 lengths behind the winner, Mickey's Flyer. But I tell you what, I've got off the phone to Nicky Kilner. I'm trying to track down the result from tonight. But Nick also said, I'm waiting by the phone in case the State of Origin selectors call at any minute. So Fat Pizza and Connections are desperately waiting for that call up to the State of Origin squad.
Would Fat Pizza be the equivalent to Alfie Langer?
Called in late. Yep.
He's the people's champion.
Storms home, wins by 3 lengths.
Yeah, drinks the bar dry.
And all the other greyhounds have Fat Pizza on their shoulders.
I can see that happening. Yeah. Rightio, what are your tips for Wenny Park tonight, mate?
Yeah, look, race 5, number 4, Zipping Rousey. Look, I think it's a two-dog race. Zipping Remus in the one, probably slight favourite, but it's about $1.30 at the moment. So take the $4 about Zipping Rousey. They're litter mates. There's not much between them. I reckon the value play, race 5, number 4. And then race 8, number 1, a dog that I've tipped on numerous SEM programs over the last couple of months, Modern Swinger. He got the job done for us on Saturday. I love this guy. I love his sisters, Mortified and Quantifiable. And I love his trainer, Chrissy O'Brien, who said to me this morning, get on. That's good enough.
There seems to be a lot of love around the swinging.
Yeah.
You got there.
I love the modern day, modern swinger. Yeah, modern swinger.
I just love listening to you stutter as you try and find an answer to that. Yeah,
you are a creep. That's what you are.
It's all those seltzers.
Yeah. You've got to try and stay PG. So many different tripping hazards these days in live radio.
That's a good name for a dog. What? Tripping hazards.
And PG.
Yeah,
that's right. Mate, you're okay in casino because they have casino beef week, miss beef week. So you're fine there, buddy. Thedogs.com.au, the home of everything greyhound racing in New South Wales. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. As always, Simon, it's been a pleasure, mate.
Hooray, boys.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, hello, welcome back to it. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here tonight. For our SCN listeners, the driver's seat coming up after 8 o'clock tonight with Matt McKeldin and Stevie J. I wonder where Stevie Johnson's going to be tonight and whether he'll actually make it into the studio on time.
Did he go down to Tasmania, both he and Macklemore?
No.
No.
They didn't. But anyway, look, those boys coming up for those listening through SEN after 8 o'clock tonight. Thanks to Flight Centre, your real deal centre. Oh, before we get to a netball update, Fat Pizza finished fifth tonight. Thank you, 494. Woogie and Worm at Wenny tonight. Fat Pizza ran like he'd just been to Domino's and cut loose.
Yeah.
Rooster Muzz. Surely Fat Pizza makes the Blues Origin kennel.
Maybe mascot. Maybe. At a pinch. And Kiwi Joe, is it combined over all the races to find a winning state? That's the State of Origin Greyhounds. Yeah, it is. It's over who wins the majority of the races.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. So they're all through the night. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Thank you for the update on Fat Pizza there too, guys. Let's do this netball update. Thanks to Flight Centre, your real deal centre. Jamie Lee Price and GWS Giants got the job done over the Lightning by 6 points, 70-64 in round 10 of the Suncorp Super Netball Sats.
She's one of our favourites, Jamie Lee Price, and just sitting outside of the top four and a fair bit behind on points. So they've got to, it's actually a big round 11 and round 12 is big for Suncorp Super Netball because it's Gather as One, which is their First Nations round as well. So they do it over 2 weeks as well. So, yeah, they just sit outside the top four at the moment. The Giants doing it a little bit tough, but the Swifts.
My team, the Swifts.
29-point win over Collingwood. 29, that's a lot in netball.
Yeah.
They sit in second spot, the Swifts.
Bryony's got them going well.
Matty Proud.
We've got to get Bryony back on again. My favourite coach.
She's a good stick. She's a good person.
She's a very nice person.
Yep.
I think it's Collingwood's last season in the competition as well. I think they're out of the comp next year. So not a good performance by them, but well done to the Swifts. They sit in second spot, as you said, versus fourth place Melbourne Vixens in round 11. Thanks to Flight Centre, Dream Centre, always within reach centre, playing centre for over 40 years. That is our netball update. Now, more text messages. Gents, I originally thought the stolen content was things that make you go, insinuating had something to do that Woogie wanted to eat. P.S. Woogie, Mashies are back at KFC. What?
Really?
Matt, really? Oh, my God.
I never tasted them.
What?
They're good.
Yeah, anything there is good.
Kiwi Joe. Boys, my union club over here in NZ is called the Nelson Bay Gropers. You ever been to Nelson Bay?
No.
Oh, wineries. It's got the most unbelievable walking and hiking tracks. The water is bluey green. It's beautiful. Kiwi Joe, beautiful part of the world.
Your misso drag into those areas, wouldn't she, because of the wines?
Especially the wine.
Yes.
Especially the wine.
Danger, first-time caller. So sorry, will you at Queensland is going to pull the pants down, New South Wales. Would you like a six-pack on 2-1 Queensland? So Danger's saying that, if I can break down his text message here, that he reckons Queensland will win the Origin Series 2-1.
Mm.
I reckon if New South Wales are fully fit, we'll smash them.
New South Wales are the favourites in game one in Adelaide. It's a obviously neutral venue.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I think a lot of it comes down to Latrell and Turbo in the centres. And also what I think it also comes down to is Payne Haas. And what I think it also comes down to is Adelaide Oval. Very low cut, very quick, which I know Queensland have won there previously and during COVID.
The crowd will be on Queensland's side, right?
I don't know in Adelaide.
Yeah, they will.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, you were there last time.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you who was following who.
What's it like watching footy there?
I'm pretty sure. From where we call the game from, it's great because you're up above. But if you're down low, it's an AFL ground. Pretty poor. It's a little bit like the Perth Optus Oval.
Yeah, right.
Pretty poor to watch rugby league from, unless you've got a premium seat or you're in the commentary boxes. But in saying that, I got a fair indication that a third of the crowd in Adelaide had no idea what they were watching. But they enjoyed it.
Yeah, just to get out of the house. G'day, boys. Race 7, number 6 at Redcliffe Trots tonight. Who stole my pigeon? That's from Rooster. Do you ever settle down, Rooster Muzz?
Like, also, the bushy, bushy, bushy rats used to play against the team called the Rathdowney Chocos.
Chocos.
Yeah, Rathdowney's out near Abo Desert, which is sort of west of Brisbane and the Gold Coast. We're strong at home. Of course, they had a low-security jail nearby and allowed some of the boys to play home games.
Mate, that used to happen for AFL.
Loving the show, 553. That's a great text.
Beechworth, there's a prison down there. Mm-hmm. There was a former AFL player who was doing
Tasmania?
In Victoria.
Victoria, yep.
And he was able to go out on weekends and play for the local footy team.
Wow. That's good, but
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Blend
back into community.
Yeah.
As part of another community.
Yeah.
As long as his charges... His crimes weren't that serious.
Yeah.
And people weren't hurt. The mighty Scone Thoroughbreds, famous club. Now, the Harvey Bay Fighting Whiting Rugby Union Club. That's quite creative for rugby union.
Mm.
Hi, guys. We need to find a new name for the spine. Should throw that out there to the listeners, Jermaine MC. Yeah, I don't like the phrase spine. So myself and Badge used to call it the diamond. Because when you look at where they're placed on the field, you've got the hooker up at dummy half, you've got the halves and 5/8 either side, and you come back to the fullback.
That's a diamond.
Or a kite. A kite's not that tough, is it?
All right, boys, I want you...
Why have you got to do it in that voice for?
I don't know. I'm a dance teacher, all of a sudden. Guys...
Why do dance teachers talk
I don't
like
know.
That?
Stop.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, evening, gents. This is from the Big G, listening from Tanilba Bay.
Where?
And the local team is the Malabula Panthers.
Where's that?
You keep talking. I'm going to find Tanilba.
What else is there? G'day, lads. How are you getting it? The mighty...
Port Stephens.
Okay, this is Liam from Hornsby.
Yep.
But he's in the air at the moment. G'day, lads. How are you getting it? What does that mean?
He always says that. How are you getting it?
Not.
And also...
Not with his dodgy back, Liam.
Sugar says that as well. Sugar says, how are you getting it?
The mighty Asquith Magpies.
Yeah, Asquith. Yep.
But Magpies is a pretty boring, like, mascot.
The Thurill Butchers.
Yes. That's down in the Gong.
Yeah, 961.
Good part of the world.
Oatley Magpies. I played for the Hurstville United Stuggos.
The what?
The Hurstville United Stuggos.
Yeah.
And went on holidays in the South Coast, played a few games for the Windang Pelicans.
That's the team so far, the Windang Pelicans.
All right, guys, Damo here from Ballina. I was involved in the Forest Rugby League Club, rugby club I should say, and their golden oldies team was called Petrified Forest. That's great. I think that's my pick at the moment.
Do we do Kellyville Bush Rangers from Gavin? Walkers on.
Yeah.
Beautiful. What else you got there?
The Wirrala Gorillas. I like that. The rhyming slang. Got it?
No.
Not slang. It's actually rhymes. I was a poet, didn't know it. Wirrala Gorillas and the Hinton Hornets.
Well, we're at the Guymira.
Well, that's Rat. The Guymira Gorillas. Now, Rats texts that one in because apparently he's a Queenslander, but every time he...
Is that right, Rat? Okay. Nice.
Did you know he disclosed during the week that his dad should have played for Queensland? Because the rules back when Origin started was where did you play your first senior game, which they classed as sort of 16, 17 and upwards. And he played for the Southport Tigers on the Gold Coast.
What a good footy club. So
my dad used to be the manager of the Southport Tigers Leagues Club.
Yeah, right.
Years ago.
Yeah. Hey, so why didn't he then play for Queensland, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. Rat was saying that when he got chosen for Queensland, his dad said, well, that's great because I should have played for Queensland.
So, but now it's based on where you holidayed as a kid. Is that right, according to Rat?
So,
is that how
New South Wales and Queensland fans, if we had to, so if Queensland could have had Steve Rogers and New South Wales could have had Greg Inglis back, what about those two centres?
Oh, that's too, no, I wouldn't, that's disrespectful to Steve
No, I'm not
Rogers.
Saying choose them. I'm just saying if that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, it's
well,
a
would
huge
Queensland want
events.
Sterlo back?
Exactly. Born in Toowoomba.
But what about Rat's argument, right, on his one of
I
his 2 days?
Say Rat's ass then.
What about his argument, right, on the one of the 2 days he works here at SCN? He goes, well, no, we used to holiday on the Gold Coast as kids, and that's why I played for Queensland. Yeah. No, it's not because, again, we had was this on Saturday when we were on air? Someone sent in a text going, if that's the argument, then I would have played for Bali.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, does Rat know the rules?
Mm.
Interesting. Guys, I'm going to the Dolphins Thursday night by between 18 and 20.
Really?
And Queensland to win game one in Origin. Michelle from Dubbo.
18 to 20 Dolphins. I think the Dolphins.
You are cut off!
Michelle's cut off.
I think the Dolphins will beat the Dragons.
Oh, mate, easily. They're a mess. They're a mess, the Dragons.
Yeah, well, they had a win last week.
Yeah, who'd they beat?
Roosters.
Please.
Oh, God. So I played for the Picton Magpies, the Ingham Lifesavers, the Willoughby Bears. Willoughby Bears. And the Proserpine Pluto Brahman Bulls. That's a G up, Matt. Proserpine Pluto Brahman Bulls. I tell you what, I'd love to live in Proserpine near Early Beach.
Yeah, beautiful part of the world. It's not far from your poon.
Near your fork.
Hey, I'm just getting you warmed up for the last laugh. What about the Warragamba Wombats? We had that earlier.
We had that earlier.
527, thanks for that text. Speaking of the last laugh, how are you going? You ready?
What are you talking about? I've got a refedex of jokes.
Yeah, but I think you've gone to the section under S.
For?
For SH1T.
Mm.
Because, mate, they haven't been good, and the listeners are saying this.
Well, the people in the street beg to differ.
No, what people in the street?
The hundreds of people that I confront every day, and they go,
hundreds.
You know your joke?
Yeah.
Gets me through the night. take it to work the next day.
It gets me through.
What's
the
gear that's coming on tonight? That's what they say. I said, well, I can't tell you.
Mickey G, because I haven't Googled it yet. Mickey G from Woodbury. Mickey G, the bus driver. Good evening, legends. Just from the top of the show, the only thing I know about turtles or a tortoise is back in the 1950s and 60s, guitar picks were made of tortoise shell until the tortoises of the world formed a union and told all the guitarists to get off their backs and have been made of plastic ever since. Oh, come on.
I think that's worthy of our new segment. Stop smoking Susie Wong's while you're driving your bus.
No, he hasn't been, by the way. That's a false allegation.
Hey, Beechworth is Ned Kelly territory, Steve says.
Mm. It wasn't Ned Kelly, by the way, who was let out on weekends to go and play for the local footy team.
Ned Kelly, Gary Hambly used to play for Souths.
Right.
Big, long bush ranger beard.
Yep.
He looked like Ned Kelly.
All right, we're going to go to a break while you prepare and rehearse your last laugh. You know, every day now, the last laugh gets put up on our socials.
I know that.
Isn't that right, Daddy? Yeah. I think he was asleep.
How come Daddy hasn't been involved in the show tonight?
It's been better.
No, because you've banned him. Listeners, Woogie banned Daddy Vass from talking on the show. That's how insecure he is.
I'll give you a bit of that. Last laugh on the way next.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. It's time for the last blast on Sports Day.
Can't believe the show's coming to an end. Can't believe it. Sats, very soon we'll be getting into your last laugh. Can't wait. Couple of text messages here just to clean up. William Wormer, players should still have to pay the fine if their game suspension amount is less than the period they will be out injured.
Yeah, we spoke about rules last night. Daddy Vass threw it up last night. If there's some sort of rule or you'd like to be implemented or changed in rugby league, what would it be? So this is on the back of Elliot Whitehead. He's got a suspension and a fine. He's going to serve the suspensions while he's injured. Had the option to pay a fine for the... It's all very complicated. But, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, good contribution there. Mm. Hey, Roscoe sent us a text. Thanks, Roscoe. What about the Menindi Yabbies? Now, where would that be from?
Don't know.
It'd have to be coastal, obviously, because of Yabbies. Bruce from Blacksmiths here driving home from Brisbane. My home team is Lakes United Seagulls.
Yeah, famous club.
We don't have to read the
is
rest
it true
of
that Woogie Dunn is back getting the... Oh, can't read that?
No, we don't need to.
Yep. Things that make you go, is that what you said?
Yeah.
About the basketball team?
No, you were going to mention it.
Yeah. Things that make you go, the basketball team called the Nuggets in the USA, because here in Oz it's something you could find in a dunny. Oh,
Cremoyne MC, how old are you? Actually, speaking of the NBA, the Eastern Finals are on today, and Boston Celtics were opportunity. They could have went out in straight sets today, but
they're down 3-0. They won today.
They beat Miami.
I love Boston
by about 17 points. I think it was 116-99. So they kept the Eastern Conference alive.
Boston strong.
Denver Nuggets, by the way. Speaking of the Nuggies, they are into the NBA Finals for the first time ever in their history.
Yeah,
so that's
great.
Good news.
It's awesome. Awesome. It's now going to be interesting to see whether Boston.
Mm.
And I don't profess to know a lot about the NBA. I do follow Boston Celtics, and I do love the Boston Red Sox in the Major League Baseball because I just love their history.
Of course you
but don't profess to know a lot about the NBA, but I'm talking to some the guys that do. They believe the Boston Celtics, if there's any side to come back from 3-0, will be them.
No team in the history of the NBA Finals ever.
Exactly.
I think it's like 170-something series.
It's got to be broken sometime.
Has ever come back from that many games down.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
He says, I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
Hey, Shagger from Lismore. My junior club was the Gosford Townies on the Central Coast. I never heard of the Gosford Townies.
Hmm. There's a Gosford Sports Club or Leagues. No, I'm thinking of the RSL. No, it's all right.
In relation to the arm wrestle we're going to have with the WAC Pack, Grand Final Week, in that arm wrestle...
Are you having an arm
Rooster
wrestle
Rooster Muzz will be Wendell Saylor. Glenn is Ben Ross. Rossi listens to the show, actually. Hey, Rossi.
Rossi, I'm very sorry that Glenn is going to be you.
Yeah. Now...
Can you imagine those two doing an arm wrestle? It'll go on for months because none of them got any strength.
What do you call a dog that can do magic?
A dog that, what do you call a magic dog?
Labracadabrador.
Oh, mate, come on.
Well, this is great banter. It really is.
No, mate, it's not funny. It's not, that's, mate, you should we ban you?
Hey, thanks, Brandy, for coming on the show. Giving his time up, very busy schedule.
Came out of a meeting. You know what? You know what I forgot to ask him? What goes on in those meetings? I'd love to know what went on that meeting this afternoon. What do you talk about?
Well, are they talking about? He's not going to divulge to us.
No. Were they talking about tactics? What are they talking about? Don't go into nitty gritty, but
they'll talk about what's happening throughout the week, media schedules.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
They won't start breaking down the opposition too much yet.
Yeah. Do they get the weekend off, Sats? They get to go home?
Some do to get to go and watch their club play as well.
Yeah, nice. Righty, that's the end of the show. For those listening to SEN, we do have the driver's seat with Matty McCord and Steve Johnson coming up in a moment. For the rest of us, we're going home. We'll catch you tomorrow
night.
Thanks
for your text.
See ya. Bye, everyone.